meds that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The man who replaced Sheriff Joe in Arizona says he wants to work with federal officials, but his actions say he's working against federal officials. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The 32 illegal immigrants were picked up by cops over the past several days around the city. Sheriff Paul Penzone announced a change in one of his jail policies, saying the immigrants were let go because federal authorities declined to pick them up and let them walk free. Officials with ICE say they have managed to round up five of the illegal immigrants and are searching for the rest. Penzone says he's willing to work with the feds to come up with a better plan when dealing with illegal immigrants. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
The liberal voice of Fox News has fallen silent. Alan Colmes passed away today.
In the battle zone, a Republican group...
Alan Colmes was the longtime liberal voice on Fox News, spending more than a decade as the left half of Hannity and Colmes. Sean Hannity called Colmes one of the nicest, kindest, and most generous people as the cable news network ran a tribute. In a short statement, the family is calling Colmes a great guy, brilliant, hysterical, and moral. Alan Colmes was 66 years old. Sharon Reed, New York.
NBA teams wheeling and dealing ahead of today's trade deadline. There's been lots of busy general managers already with DeMarcus Cousins, Serge Ibaka, and Lou Williams already moving. Rumors have the Pacers taking calls on Paul George, the Bulls discussing the possibility of dealing Jimmy Butler, and the Pistons open to trading several key players. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington, New Jersey at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We're here live every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can see us on Facebook Live on Teachable Moments in Business, and you can also hear these broadcasts on an archive that's held at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. I always have the pleasure, really, and to interview some interesting people, and today there's no exception. I'd like to introduce you to Russ Crosby. Hi, Russ.
How you doing?
It's good that you're here. Russ is the owner of Russ's Ranch, which is located in Clinton, New Jersey, very close to Route 78, so you probably get customers to come on 78 to get to you, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of right at that crossroads between Route 31, 78, Route 22, so we have customers that come from all over.
Well, that's good, and I've had a chance to look at your website and have observed some very interesting things about your business, and I think you're going to alter my mind as to what an auto repair place can be, and certainly in the minds of some of the listeners, they're going to discover some suggestions and ideas and techniques that you use that have made you successful, especially you've been in business for 5 years now, which is pretty cool. So that's wonderful. We're going to go on to a word from one of our sponsors, and I'll be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest today is Russ Crosby, who is the founder and owner of a company that offers the most incredible service for autos and trucks in Clinton, New Jersey, and I'm sure in Hunterdon County.
Well, I'd like to think so, that's certainly what we're working towards.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm not hearing you as well as I'd like to. So let's see if we can get that microphone up. You want to just hold it?
I guess I'll hold it.
That's much better.
I'm breaking your equipment in here.
That's okay. That's much better. I'm so glad that
luckily,
you did
mechanics
that.
We could fix just about anything, right. So if I just broke that, don't worry.
Okay, well, that's... okay, you passed that test.
Oh, great.
Well, for starters, you and I don't know each other. We will today at the end of an hour's time,
yes.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I did get to know a little bit about you just by reading your website. And, you know, I critique a lot of websites. I've been a counselor with the New Jersey Small Business Development Center since 2001, and I've counseled literally thousands of business owners, and I teach a bunch of classes. And when I critique the websites, I find usually certain adjustments that need to be made in them to make them better. When I just looked at yours today, and I'm pretty impressed with the way you talked about your business. And what's interesting to me about your website is about the reader and what's in it for them to do business with you. And you're shaking your head. You obviously designed it to be that way.
Absolutely.
Many websites are written all about the owner of the company or the company itself. They'll say, we do this and we do that. But they don't acknowledge the concerns that people have. And you seem to do that on your website. So right there, that to me was a clue that you know what you're doing. And I was pretty impressed with that.
You know, it's really all about our customers and the outreach that we have to the people in the community. And, you know, without them and without my wonderful team that I have at Russ's Wrench, you know, it wouldn't be possible. So, you know, making sure that we're able to get that word out there is really important.
You also mentioned today before we started the program that you're on a board of advisors at the in the automotive program
for RVCC
for Raritan Valley Community College, and we're in the new building, the new workforce development building, which is awesome. I would imagine you would find that to be pretty much state of the art in terms of automotive training.
I'm so impressed to see where that program has come in such a short period of time. I remember when they were just starting the program and. You know, to see the building now, to see the students and the curriculum that they're building, it, you know, they are building tomorrow's technicians. You know, they're helping to groom tomorrow's technicians. It's awesome to see it happen, but also to be a part of it. You know, it's really important to me.
That's awesome. You know, probably about 15 years ago, I gave a talk to a little networking group that was based in an industrial park off of Route 22 in Lebanon. And one of the attendees at that meeting was a woman who was an owner of one of the auto dealerships. And she was complaining about the fact that she couldn't find technicians. Mm-hmm. And obviously the college and the freeholders in Hunterdon and Somerset are listening, and hence that building has been constructed. And I'd like to see even some more technical courses being taught there, but it's awesome. And it's a wonderful place for people to go. Now, where did you go to school?
So I went to school at Warren County Votech. I was actually one of the last share time students. I split my time between Warren Hills and Warren County Votech. From there, I went through training at Calorimi Cadillac up in Bud Lake.
Okay.
I started my career in high school. I think I was 17. And they took me on and taught me, you know, the dealership way and. From there, I went and I actually worked right here in Hunterdon County at the old Saab of Hunterdon building and continued to get certified through General Motors and ended up going to college out in Williamsport, Pennsylvania at the Pennsylvania College of Technology for Automotive Business Management.
For heaven's sake. Boy, you are well, very well-rounded in your education. I'm impressed with that, for sure.
I had great parents, both of them very hardworking people, and it was very important for them to know that I was taking the right steps. My mm-hmm. sister actually is also an entrepreneur. She owns a cafe in Port Murray, New Jersey.
Really?
So, and, you know, I got to give a shout-out to my brother, too. He's graduating here in a couple weeks with his master's degree. So, you know, they've done a lot to make sure we're heading in the right path.
Yeah, your parents must be very proud of. Did you say your parents were entrepreneurs also?
Yes. My mother was an interior designer, and my father, he had a hardwood flooring business for a number of years, but he also was involved with historical restoration. So, you know, buildings like what we're sitting in here at the Chamber Building, this would be considered a historical site.
Right.
So he would go in and do time sensitive repairs. So he would look at time period repairs. So you'd go in and couldn't tell the difference between, you know, the repair that he had just done or when it was first built.
Yeah.
So that's what he specialized in.
Yeah, because I've counseled so many people, that's one of the questions that comes up. And if people have parents who have been self-employed, I think they serve as a model. Hopefully a good one for their kids. It worked well in your family, that's for sure. So after having gone to school and had your extensive education and having worked at several dealerships, then you started your own business, and that was, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, we actually just celebrated our five-year anniversary April 1st. We thought it'd be funny to have it on April Fool's Day. But 5 years later, you know, we're doing great things as a company. And it's really about the people that we brought on to help build this company,
yeah,
and build the brand. So,
well, you mentioned to me that you have 8 full-time employees, some of which are technicians, and you have somebody who works with you in the office to help you with your marketing.
Yeah, so we have currently we have 4 technicians, and we have a parts coordinator. We have a marketing manager, someone who does our HR, and actually she's also going to be stepping in to do marketing, myself and my wife, you know, uh-huh. And we stay busy. All of us stay really, really busy.
That's really so. Now, where did you have trouble finding a location?
So, yes and no. When we first opened the business, I actually opened up in Reddington on Route 22 in a little tiny garage that just happened to open up when I was in between jobs and deciding what I was going to do, if I was going to continue with the automotive industry. And I had my Snap-on dealer at the time, and still is my Snap-on dealer. Him and I were very good friends, and I think he was too afraid of me leaving the automotive industry. So he said, hey, I want you to go check out this garage. It could be a good starter location. And sure enough, we went in, we cleaned the whole place up, and we were able to make it work for about 3 years. And almost 2 years ago, we moved into Clinton at the 154 Center Street address. And we went from 1,600 square feet with no running water in the building to almost 7,000 square feet.
Oh, my.
And 7 lifts. And you know, it was a godsend. You know, it was just about working really hard, staying focused, knowing what you want, getting your team behind me to keep doing it. So I give all the credit to I'm a religious person, so I give it to God, but I also give it to my team. You know, they're the ones that really helped, and our customers. Without our customers, we wouldn't be anywhere.
Well, that's exactly right.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. Well, that sounds really exciting. It's great that you could have found a place that was suitable for you in order for you to bring those people in to work with you.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, the gentleman that had this shop before me, he was a longtime automotive guy. He was in the business for 30 years. And then I came in, and him and I had a conversation, and I wasn't sure about where this was going to go, and one thing led to another, and we've built a great friendship. And he gives me a little guidance here when I need it. And
that's awesome.
It's been awesome. You know, everything just kind of fell into place as it should have.
Yeah.
So
that's okay. Well, that's this is a good preliminary or a good start to our conversation here today. We're going to listen to a few of our sponsors' messages, and I'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I own Califon Connection LLC, which with a couple of DBAs or doing business as, three different small companies, one of which is Rushmore Mentoring Group. We're located in Califon, New Jersey. So if anyone would like to contact me, either to find out about what Rushmore Mentoring Group does, if you'd like to be interviewed on this program, or if you have topics that you would like us to discuss, or perhaps people that you would recommend to be interviewed, please give me a call. My phone number is 908-832-9544. Again, it's Rushmore Mentoring Group in Califon. So my guest today is Russ Crosby, and you're delightful. You really, I often tell people, if you're not passionate about your business, you might as well fold your tent, right?
Absolutely.
And I can see that in your eyes. I can see it in your demeanor, that you really enjoy what you're doing. And you appreciate your customers. You appreciate what you've learned. You appreciate the staff that you have, and that is so critical. Obviously, if you don't have good employees, that can kill a business real quick.
Sure.
You know?
We refer to them as team members.
Yeah.
They are. We're all a team. We work for. We work in one direction. So
yeah, that's true. If your team is not happy, if they aren't happy campers, your customers won't be happy campers
either.
So they're your first best customer, really.
Yeah, we look at it as I take care of my team, who takes care of my customers.
Exactly.
Customers take care of the business,
yeah.
And that's what takes care of me.
That's that's pretty cool. So you're certainly doing the right thing. Now, when you had customers in the first location, I assume so they probably transferred with you to the new.
Most of them did,
came
yes.
With you. So, but then mm-hmm. Once you were there, you needed more customers.
We did. We really did. And the majority of our customers had come with us. There was quite a distance that we had moved, but a lot of them did come with us. And we can't say thank you enough to them. But
yeah.
When we moved into the new location, we had, as a company, gotten involved with a few networking organizations prior to moving into Clinton because we knew it was going to happen. We just weren't sure exactly when.
Right.
So we got involved with BNI mm-hmm. in Clinton in both
right.
chapters. And that really helped to get us some customers right there, right off the bat in the beginning in the new location. And
we had a lot of really great things line up for us, such as the holiday parade there in Clinton was about 2 months after, and they line up right on my street. So we gave away free food, let people use the restrooms when they were in line for the floats, and now it's turned into an annual thing that we do, and we give food back to anybody walking up and down the streets, the restrooms. You know, we open the shop up so people can come in and see who's working on their vehicle, what they're doing, and you know, we're very transparent. Yeah.
Well, you have the right idea. Now, BNI, for those who people don't know who are listening, that stands for Business Network International, and that organization is indeed international in that they have networking groups all over everywhere, and there are quite a few in New Jersey, and obviously several in this neck of the woods. But the organization was founded by Ivan Meisner, and one of his quotes that I use a lot. I teach a class in networking skills, actually, and I also so as a result of that, my students hear a famous quote that he made, which is, "It's not who you know or what you know; it's who knows you."
Yep.
And you did the right thing by getting out there, especially because you made those decisions before you actually made the move.
Sure.
So you pre-planned your transition, which is admirable. You planned ahead, and that's what everybody has to do. I think that I have people come to me who plan to start a business, and they say, "Well, when should I let people know about it?" I said, "Well, you can let them know like beforehand, get the word out, and if you're not sure when you're going to open up, you can say, well, so-and-so is coming soon."
Sure.
You know, there are ways to pique people's interest, to get them interested. So you did your marketing. Were there any other activities that you engaged in besides BNI?
So BNI was one of the biggest ones, especially in the beginning. I'm actually a director for BNI now. I work.
Oh, you really?
Yes. Yeah. So BNI did huge things for my business. And if you're toying with the idea, I know there's a lot of visitor days going on right now. I know tomorrow we actually have my group's visitor day at the Clinton Firehouse, if anybody would like to join. But BNI was such a big influence for my business, so I wound up, they asked me to be a director, so I said, absolutely, I'd love to help people grow their business the same way I did with BNI. But we've gotten involved with a lot of community organizations. I'm also a member of the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, so they do a lot of really, really great things for the community. And really, the community is what it's all about, is you know, knowing not only being there to give a service, you know, that's just one part of what we do at Russ's Wrench. But the bigger picture is we're really here to help our community and help them grow, because as they grow, we'll grow also.
Absolutely. What I tell clients and my students, if you don't solve a problem, you don't have a business.
That's right.
So you're solving a lot of problems that people have from an automotive standpoint or transportation standpoint, and you're also helping the community by supporting, like you said, the one organization that you belong to, several organizations. So all of that really does help. I think that's what puts sometimes people who are in certain industries who get older, they start to take their customers for granted. They don't keep up with technology. And eventually younger people come in with more knowledge and more expertise that and they can excel. So you've done the right thing. And I
thank you.
You know, I tell my older clients to beware of people like you, because you're very savvy when it comes. You're well educated and you're very savvy, and you've picked up the knowledge that a lot of people just don't have.
You know, when I've been in the automotive industry now over 11 years, and I've seen some shops that really excel and some that had harder times, and just in business in general, I've seen that. And one thing I did early on is I got involved with business coaching. I hired a company called ATI. They're an automotive business consultant company, and then you know, they've helped me get through a bunch of stuff, especially in the beginning, and just learning how to operate a business. And then as I developed with ATI, you know, and I have a goal of owning multiple locations. So I started working with a gentleman named Tom Terode, who owns Sunrise Business Advisory, and he's another coach that I work with. So, you don't know it all, so you have to find someone that you can rely on when you have questions. And those two organizations right there were huge for our company and myself personally.
So I'm curious about ATI. So they helped you develop your business, the way you do your systems and the way you do business.
They helped me understand what all the numbers mean. So sure, you have whatever you're bringing in, your total sales and your car count and certain KPIs that we're looking at to see if we're being profitable. But there's a lot of things that go go unread in a lot of the management systems that we have. So this company, ATI, developed a spreadsheet where weekly we input our numbers, and it kicks back to where we're at with our goals, where we should be. And it really breaks it down to let you know exactly where you're falling short and how you can just tweak your business a little bit, and it'll do great things for you.
Well, for those who are listening who don't know what KPI stands for, it's Key Performance Indicators, and that I don't hear that mentioned very often. So, again, I'm impressed with the fact that you're paying attention to all of that. So,
well, thank you.
So that's good. Did they talk to you about your marketing, selling, and your working with your staff?
Yes. So those items right there are huge.
Right. So
what ATI does is they actually have classes. They have classes constantly. My general manager at the shop, Hunter, and I actually just got back from what they call Super Conference in San Antonio, Texas, where we had a lot of keynote speakers come in and help us to understand how to talk with our team members. And it really was focused on culture in the shop more than anything else. But they have training classes. We go to Baltimore. They're located in Baltimore. So we go out to Baltimore. I think Becky's transitioning into our HR and our marketing developer. Mm-hmm. She'll be going out here soon for a class, I think towards the end of May or June, and I'll be going out myself for a couple classes. And they focus on different areas. I think the class we're going to right now is actually Always Be Marketing, the 7 Habits of Always Be Marketing.
Right.
So we're excited to go to that. I actually work with another company that's called Auto Vitals, I hope one day you'll stop into the shop because I think you'd really appreciate some of the technology that we use. So we run what's called a digital back shop. So there is no paper in the back shop. So my technicians all work off of iPads.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the work orders are on their iPads. They can send notes, take pictures, videos, and all of that gets sent over to the customer so the customer can see what we're working on. Like I said in the beginning, we're a very transparent company, so I want our customers to see exactly what we're doing to their vehicles, so they know every step of the way what we're doing. They'll get text alerts or email alerts. You know, at what point is their vehicle? Are we waiting on parts? Has it been completed? Are we building estimates? So all of that is automated and goes right to our customers. So it's pretty incredible the technology that's out there, and a lot of garages are starting to adapt. And adopt some sort of a digital back shop, which is very important nowadays. So
by doing what you're doing, you're maximizing your team, and you're really maximizing the profitability opportunities that you have.
Absolutely,
it's just.
So Russ's Wrench is also kind of like an Apple store. If you're ever, you ever have an Apple issue, just stop in because we've had just about every single issue we could.
Yeah.
And my team is awesome at working those kinks out. And Auto Vitals, anytime we have an issue, we send a message right out to them. They're right on it. So we have a very close relationship with them. They're actually based out of California, and they're coming to our location May 21st to try and spread the word about their program and what they have to offer for other local garages.
That's amazing. One thing I'm curious about, I know that from experience that there are tire dealers that do service. There are other the people that sell cars or used cars, whatever, new or used.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they don't have the technicians on hand that they need to have to run a smooth shop. There's a concept in, I'm a guerrilla marketing coach, so are there any concepts in guerrilla marketing? We talk about either co-opetition or fusion marketing, where you reach out to other people and form relationships with them to get referrals, to give each other referrals.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many great garages in this area where, you know, Huntington County is very blessed to have a lot of really talented talented technicians. And, you know, I don't have all of the answers, and neither do they, but yeah. I've made it a point to try and form good relationships with these other garages, because at some point they're going to have a tool that I don't have, or I'm going to have a tool that they don't have. And, you know, the automotive industry is so expensive now to get involved in as a technician or even to open a garage that you really can't, especially in the early years, afford to have all of this technology, but you need it.
Right.
So forming those relationships with the other garages, you know, they were also a big help in where we are today. You know, luckily,
yeah.
my Snap-on dealer Gary Schwartz and Ryan Hoffman, they definitely keep us supplied with the tools we need to get the job done. But you know, we have a good working relationship with other garages in the area.
Well, this is good. We're going to keep on going with some news break and some words from our sponsors, and I'll be back.
Great.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday. Sources close to Biden are confirming that Biden will announce his candidacy with an online video, and he'll appear in Pittsburgh for an event at a local union hall. The winner of the $768 million Powerball jackpot has come forward to claim his prize in Wisconsin. 24-year-old Manuel Franco says he'll accept the lump sum payment and tells reporters it's still sinking in.
It was amazing. My heart started racing, blood pumping. My blood felt warm. I screamed for about 5 or 10 minutes. Feels like a dream, and feels honestly like any moment I'm going to wake up.
Franco will be receiving a lump sum payment of $477 million. The pair of Nigerian brothers who say they helped actor Jussie Smollett stage a fake hate crime are now suing the Empire actor's attorneys for defamation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Taking a look at weather report, it looks like, we have nice weather. It's sunny out now, although this evening there's a slight chance of showers after 10 o'clock. And tomorrow, sunny again with a high near 69. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of around 45 degrees. So, by the way, today is April 23rd, Tuesday, April 23rd. My guest today is Russ Crosby, who's the owner of Russ's Ranch, and this is fascinating. I never knew that an automotive place like yours could be so sophisticated. I think this is quite an eye opener. Now, if I ever go to a place, I'm going to have great expectations. You know?
So, yeah. As you should. You should.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm impressed with what you've done so far. You know, when it comes to I'm curious about selling skills because I teach selling, and I personally have been in selling. Well, I've owned my own business since before you were born, 1976, and before that I was a sales rep with Xerox Corporation,
okay.
And they taught the best at the time. They taught the best sales course in the whole country. Many major corporations taught the course. It was called Professional Selling Skills. But that was the basis of my being able to start a business. And before that, I had administrative experience. I had I was taught by Xerox how to teach classes, and I was the supervisor of teachers and at there. So, you know, I had a lot of that kind of experience with Lynch, which lent it well itself well to starting my own business. But I'm always curious about selling skills because if you don't sell, you're not going to put food on the table. Marketing brings people to the table. Mm-hmm. It creates awareness. It gives people reasons to want to do business with you. It builds trust. It also validates the buying decision, which means you never stop marketing. But when it comes to selling, that's the one-on-one that you have with people where you build relationships with them and you help them make decisions to reach a solution for whatever their problems might be. So I'm always curious about what selling skills are being taught to people because quite often people will say to me, well, I've been trained in selling, and I'll say, is it product training or is it actually the techniques and the skills? And it turns out more often than not it's the product training, but it's not the actual one-on-one exchange with people. Mm-hmm. So how does this fit into what you do and what you've learned?
So for me personally, I believe that to be an effective salesperson, you have to understand the product that you're trying to sell
right.
because people will see right through that. If you're just trying to get them to buy into something. And something we work with my team is they have to believe in what they're selling also.
Absolutely.
So if you don't believe in what we're selling, then why should your consumer? So, again, going back to the AutoVitals thing with the digital back shop, we're able to put in real time right in front of you, you know, what's going on with your vehicle. I mean, the automotive industry is tough because – you drive your vehicle every day and things will progressively get worse and you may not notice them. When you bring it into a garage and you have a trained professional driving your vehicle, we pick up on things. And sometimes you'll come in and we'll suggest, especially in the past, suggest a repair and you leave and you really don't feel a difference in your vehicle. But, you know, little did you know that your wheel was about to fall off because of a bad wheel bearing or something.
Yeah.
So by implementing this digital back shop, we can take videos and pictures and send it to you so that we have an educated consumer. So my sales strategy at Russ's Wrench is, and it's not even a sales strategy, it's really the way that we just do business.
Right.
We educate our consumers, we educate our team members because education is key. Without that, there's really no point in doing business anymore. There was an interesting fact at the Super Conference I was talking to you before about the number one type of person out there that searches for parts now is not garages, it's individuals. But they're not actually purchasing the parts, they're actually looking for information.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to become an educated consumer before they walk through the door of my facility, and we're recognizing that.
Right.
I mean, everything is at your fingertips now, so making sure that we can further educate them on what we're doing to their vehicle gives them peace of mind, and they're already walking through the door wanting a service. We just have to be able to provide that service and let them know exactly how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of dates back to the way I started in sales was I was actually a suit salesman.
Really?
Yes, I was a suit salesman. I've got a deep passion for suits, so today I'm not wearing one, but typically I am. It's really listening to the needs of the consumer, the needs of your team members, and listening more than talking, I think, is the approach that works best, in my opinion, and that's the approach that my team members follow. You know, we're very good listeners.
That's something that we talk about in my sales class. And I heard somebody, a professional speaker, mention it many years ago, and I never forgot. And that is two things he said. One was the 80-20 rule applies mm-hmm. to that. You listen 80% and talk 20. And the other thing he says, listen until it hurts. Because sometimes we have a tendency to step on people's lines before they have a chance to finish what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things really stuck, and I share that with people.
Absolutely.
It makes
a
difference.
If you're constantly talking, you can't learn.
That's
right. You can't learn and talk at the same time.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Yeah.
So focusing on listening and listening to the needs of others is very important to me and our business.
Another thing that people sometimes are not clear on, is the difference between open-ended and closed-ended questions. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, I can tell my listeners, if you would like a list of open-ended questions, you can call me up and I'll send it to you. People have trouble figuring out how to state an open-ended question. And even in a classroom, I'll say, okay, let's go around the room. Everybody ask an open-ended question based on the nature of what they do, and they can't even think of what to say. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference, because you want to hear what's on the mind of your audience or your prospect or client, which means asking those open-ended questions. Mm-hmm. And then
Absolutely.
Eventually it boils down to closed-ended, because then you can say to them, well, would you prefer this or that? So that would be more of a closed-ended question, you know.
So one of the questions my service advisors actually have these questions at their desk, especially for over the phone, you know, questions. And, you know, one of them is, what do you use this vehicle for? How do you use this vehicle? Mm-hmm. Is it a recreational vehicle? Is it your work vehicle? Is it a vehicle that you take your whole family across the country with
yeah.
multiple times a year? So we can better understand what we're working with and
right.
and how we can better serve yeah. our consumer.
That's perfect. I think I love it the way you stated that, and I can see why you have customers that keep coming back to you, so because of that kind of service. I have another thing I wanted to ask you about with regard to your team. I've been. I used to teach a class on generational marketing and generational teams, I guess you could say. Now we're looking at the Z generation or the I gen, whatever they can. Mm-hmm. They get different names,
mm-hmm.
but those are the people that are in high school and college at this point. Now, before that group, you have the millennials or the X's, and then you have the baby boomers. How? What generations are you dealing with mostly on your team, and how do you deal with any generational differences, if indeed they exist?
So the biggest thing that we run into sometimes is we're a very tech-savvy garage with, you know, running iPads and whatnot.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have some issues with we've had some baby boomers that have come in, but, you know, they adapt very quickly. We train them very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's about it. I mean, everybody has a smartphone now, so most people can operate the technology that we
right.
that we have. You know, but primarily, I think there's only two people over the age of 30 that work for my company.
Oh, really?
So we're a very young company.
Yeah.
You know, development and training is huge. That's actually our main priority
right.
this year is training and development for our team. So we just at lunchtime today, every week, typically it's on Mondays. Today we did it instead of yesterday, is we do a lunch and learn. So we'll take about an hour and a half. I'll bring lunch in, and we talk about different things. It could be a technical thing. Today we're actually putting together our YouTube channel for Russ's Wrench. We're really giving it an overhaul, and we're strapping a GoPro to each one of the technicians so that we could start making these time-lapse videos for our customers to see, you know, if they wanted to try and do something on their own, or if they're just looking to learn more about what certain systems do. We're going to be able to provide those videos for them.
Well, that is really interesting. I want to, since you mentioned YouTube, I'd like to talk about social media, but let's
sure.
just listen to a couple of our sponsors first, and they'll come back.
Great.
And we'll get into that.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Those of you who are listening online may not know that this is actually a live video podcast. It's on Facebook on Teachable Moments in Business, and I hope you'll take a look at it and pass along the link to your friends. We would appreciate that. This podcast and many. I've been here for about, I think I'm going into 4 years. We have many podcasts that are archived at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce here in Flemington, and I hope you'll go to the website and take a listen to some of those podcasts. I guarantee you that if you have a pencil and paper handy, you will pick up tips that you need to jot down, because our whole goal in this program is to give people ideas and suggestions and insight that will help them to be more successful in whatever endeavor they may be engaged in. So my guest today is Russ Crosby, who owns Russ's Wrench, an auto repair store. He works on trucks and cars and in Clinton, New Jersey, and this has been a delightful conversation. I'm so impressed with you. It's amazing.
Thank you.
You mentioned YouTube. So what are you doing on YouTube? Because I know YouTube videos are like the thing today in marketing.
They are. So we've made a big push in the social media aspect this year, We're now jumping on the YouTube train. We've had a YouTube channel for a little while, but really haven't done much with it. And you know, we're focusing a lot of our efforts on YouTube over the next few months, and hopefully for years to come here. And again, just building videos so that when our customers and our friends are looking for that little bit of help if they're working on something, we'll be the people to help them find it. So you know, it happens where there's a lot of really great information on YouTube. There's that meme that goes around on Facebook, YouTube certified or whatever it is. But there's a lot of really, really great people on Facebook on YouTube that are putting out great stuff, and we want to be one of those people to help give information to those that can use it.
It's funny you talked about that. Today I was listening to the New Jersey 101.5 FM program, and you may have heard it today, but they were discussing the resources that people have uncovered by going to YouTube to solve problems. And it was, I personally have gone to it. I'd used it recently to figure out how to get rid of all those advertisements on my cell phone,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I was successful in doing, which is good. But video marketing is important. I heard a fellow talk at a seminar last year, and he said that all his business comes off of YouTube videos. And he said he didn't do any other marketing. But videos are important. But with Facebook and some of the other social media sites, we can't be assured that we'll always have access to those resources. The owners could decide to cut us off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always recommend that people have a call to action in their messaging to get the people to either knock on your door physically or to go to your website to inquire about certain information. So have you thought about calls to action to get people to do something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look on our Facebook page right now, there's call to action buttons all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter, same thing. And, we have quite a few call to action buttons, and that's exactly what we're developing right now on our YouTube channel.
You are.
Because the idea is to put that information out there, but it's also a marketing tool, just like you said.
Absolutely.
When people see that it's going to take them 4 or 5 hours to put a wheel bearing in that the parts guy told you would take an hour, they're going to look at that video and say, I don't know if this is for me, but we just did it and showed them how to do it. So they may be inclined to call us up and get that scheduled. So, and we pull customers from all over the state. We have customers that come from Staten Island for certain.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, down the shore, Tinton Falls. I mean,
oh, my goodness.
All over the place.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that because they're obviously you have you are experts in your field, but are there any differentiators or certain areas of expertise that are unusual that draw people to you?
So I would have to say again, it goes up to or goes to my web presence with my website and that company AutoVitals. They helped me develop the website. And when people are searching, like I said before, that people aren't necessarily searching for Russ's Wrench because they don't know who Russ's Wrench is unless you're local to Hunterdon County or if you've seen us before. But they're looking for information, so they'll be looking for certain keywords. Maybe you drive a Toyota and you're looking for a Toyota brake noise, something along those lines. And the way that our site set up is it starts to draw you in towards information pages that we're connected with, and mm-hmm. then it's kind of a backdoor to bringing you to my webpage. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what sets us apart. Having people there's people out there that have certain jobs that even dealerships turn away, and we'll take them on. We'll
right.
work on them,
yeah.
and they see that, and we start to build this relationship with these people, and they keep coming back. They come from a far, far distance.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
On your website, you under our history section, you say offering honest and quality auto service as independent as we are on our cars today. Having to go in for auto repairs can be a real pain. It can be expensive, and it can leave you without a vehicle for days. So many folks put it off. At Russ's Wrench, we work to change that perception, providing affordable, timely repairs to the residents of Somerset County. So don't put off your auto repairs when your car or truck needs work. Bring it in right away. What you're doing is you're empathizing with the client, and everything you've said is true.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're going to add Hunterdon County on there too.
We were right.
You're in the process of probably redoing it.
Yeah, we're updating, and it's been quite a process
to get it updated.
But
it takes time to do all of that for sure. So
mm-hmm.
I think you've accomplished an awful lot. Before we conclude today, just give us some final words of wisdom. Tell us how we can get hold of you, and share any other final thoughts with the listeners, if you will.
So I, given the show that we're on, the main thing that I could tell you is get out there, get involved with your community, because your community will see that you're trying to do what's right for them. And I'm a wholehearted believer in karma, and what you give out is what you'll get back. So give to your community, help them out any way you can. Stay on social media, get your social media game up and really strong, and focus on it. Too often it falls to the wayside, and it's very important in today's field. And training is probably the most important thing you could do for your team and for yourself. It's as incredible as this is, I'm trying to wrap my head around it, is at Russ's Wrench, we started a book club. So my entire team every week reads. We sit down at this lunch and learn, and we talk about the chapters that we've read, and it brings us together as a team. It also opens our mind to different ideas. So read. I think the statistic right now in America is the average person reads no books a year. There's a lot of really great material out there where you can learn from. So and podcasts. There's so much information out there. And there's so many people that are willing to teach their trade. You have to go get it. Go out and get it. And if anybody ever wants to reach out to me, you're more than welcome to reach out to the shop. We're located at 154 Center Street in Clinton, New Jersey. Phone number is 908-323-2570. You can reach me by email at russ@russwrench.com. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions and go over whatever they'd like to talk about.
Well, this has been a wonderful interview. I really appreciate what you've shared with us. There are so many highlights that we've brought up in terms of, as you have reiterated, the training is so important, the passion's important.
We could spend a whole talk show just talking about training.
I know we could. It's just amazing. And I love the teamwork that you have going with your staff. I mean, you're not going to, as long they are happy campers, otherwise they wouldn't be there today. Mm-hmm. And they will make such a contribution to that business that will enable you to move forward. You did say your plan is eventually to expand and
to
have some other locations, and you certainly are building the ground, you know, the groundwork to do that.
We're definitely doing it as a team. We're all marching in the same direction, and you know, a good friend of mine, Steve Gambino, is actually the lead director of BNI. He says it all the time. He says if you're a leader and you're walking and nobody's behind you, you're just out for a walk talking to yourself, you know. So you know, I like to take the approach of walking with my team and getting them involved with my vision and you know, helping me build this, you know. So
that's it. You know, you mentioned his name. I have to say, put in a plug for him. He's been with BNI for a long time because I was a member of one of the mm-hmm. chapters in the White House Station a long time ago, and he was there then. I mean, I don't even know how many years ago, but you know, I'm still friends with some of the people that I met in that group.
It's a great organization,
and I've been giving word of mouth support to several of them, and so it does stick. And when you build those relationships,
we you know, I use the motto of BNI, givers gain, and what that means is, you know, the more you give, the more you gain. So
that's right.
You know, again, if you're looking to grow your business, get yourself to a BNI chapter. It'll really help, especially with your community involvement, because these are all local businesses that are involved with those organizations.
Well, thank you, Mr. Russ Crosby, for your insight and for sharing. You've shared an awful lot with us. You have his phone number, which is 908-323-2570. He's the owner of Russ's Wrench in Clinton, New Jersey. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Please join us again next week because I have another guest, but I forget who's coming. So I get so busy, I forget. But we do have people coming in next week as well. So thank you for listening to this program and look forward to seeing you again next week.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
Urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
The State Department is now allowing grandparents and other close relatives of people from countries covered by the president's travel ban to get visas to travel to the U.S. The latest from Lisa Carter.
In addition to grandparents, the new guidelines also include grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and some in-laws. Those family members were initially excluded from a list of close relatives that were exempt from President Trump's travel ban.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says President Trump is not going to release his tax returns.
Look, as I understand it, the president's pretty clear. Once he's out of audit, he'll think about doing it, but he is not inclined to do so at this time. He turned over hundreds of pages of a financial disclosure form during the campaign. Everyone knows he's a very successful billionaire. He's had a lot of success in the business world, but people see what he's been able to accomplish.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. Now, House Democrats have gave the IRS until 5 p.m. Eastern time to hand over the president's tax returns.
Today's suit enables us to make sure that those consequences are decided in a court of law, not on a cable news network, not in an interview on a TV station.
Attorney Greg Kula is saying why the Osandario brothers are suing actor Jussie Smollett for defamation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The National Catholic Prayer Breakfast was held in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. More from USA Radio Network's